He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the February 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, we have a rally that keeps coming and going here since we've started the market. And right now it's coming on again. So that's good. We've got the Dow up 24 points, 25,130 is where we are on the Dow. We're up 0.1%. The S&P 500 is up 4 points to 2,712. NASDAQ doing a little better. It was up higher this morning. Then it went negative for a while, and now it's back up by 16 points. The NASDAQ up about 0.25% here this morning. It's at 7,315. The Russell 2000, I show dead flat. Maybe they haven't woken up yet. Maybe somebody go call the Russell 2000 guys, say, the market's open, guys. Where are you at? Crude oil's down $1.33 this morning. That usually weighs on the market. That may be having some impact here. Crude oil down $1.33, back to $51.39 is where crude oil is. It's down 2.5% here this morning. Gold, which has been red hot recently, been on a roll. I showed the chart of it over the weekend and what it's been doing and breaking out. Gold is at $1,310 per ounce. Gold is down $8 per ounce, however, today. Silver's down a dime to $15.70 per ounce. And we've got the VIX. It's up a little bit today, up 2.9%, but it has really gotten quiet recently. That's the fear index. And the 10-year yield is at 2.66% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We begin a new week in the market. We are about six weeks into a new year, a new market year, 2019, after a year in which the market was down last year about 7 or 8%. After being up most of the year, I think the two biggest factors last year that weighed on the market, definitely the standoff between the U.S. and China and the Fed. Well, we have removed fear of the Fed from the picture this year. We've kind of gained back that 7 or 8% that we lost last year. We're kind of back to even now for the last 2 years, but we still have the China trade situation out there without a resolution. Well, the market ended up pretty nicely, I thought, on Friday last week. We had a last-minute flurry of buying, and I saw a lot of good action early in the day. In fact, to my live trading subscribers, I sent out a few push notifications that are accompanied by emails saying, you know what, the underneath of the market looks a lot better than the surface of the market looks. I saw a lot of very encouraging action late last week in leadership stocks. That's where you want to see the strength. You want to see those leaders start to take the lead again, take the baton from the consumer staple stocks, take the baton from the bond market, take the baton from the gold stocks, and assume leadership once again. And I did see a lot of that last week in the market, especially on Thursday and Friday. Well, guess what? We're getting a little bit of good news out of China once again this week. We had some good news out of China last week. The Shanghai Composite Index rose 1.4% overnight as markets in China reopened after a week-long Lunar New Year break. So a little bit of optimism over there in China as we approach another deadline. What, March 1st is when the truce between the U.S. and China, the tariff war, which is on hold for now. But the Cold War obviously continues between us and China. And the heavyweights will be meeting again this week. But China's off to a good start here today on positive holiday data. And the global markets are off to a good start here in for this new week. We've got Hong Kong up 0.7%. London's up almost 1%. Paris is up 1%. Frankfurt up 1%. Very good action coming in the overseas markets, which leads me to believe that before today is done, before that bell rings at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I think we'll end up having a pretty good day in the market. And I can't wait to really dig into the details. You know, the indexes and the headlines tell you so little. It's until you dig in and look at charts of Apple and Amazon and Facebook and Netflix and Google and on and on and on till you really get a sense for what the market is really doing. Now, the trade talks kick off this week. Once again, we have a new round of U.S.-China trade talks that begin today with China Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chengying telling reporters that Beijing hopes to see good results. Well, we'll see. We will have another 60 companies report earnings this week. You know, most of the big ones are now behind us. These are kind of stragglers. We'll get Shopify. That's a pretty good one down in the small cap arena. We'll get Akamai on Wednesday, Activision, TripAdvisor, Twilio, which has been a very good cloud stock. Cisco, still a heavy hitter. Not the growth giant that it once was, but still a heavy hitter in the averages and the indexes. Yelp on Wednesday. You can Yelp at how good Cisco's earnings were or weren't. On Thursday, Canopy Growth. There it is. There's the blue chip weed stock. We'll get NVIDIA on Thursday, MGM, Coca-Cola. Out of Atlanta, we'll get Waste Management, Zoetis, Applied Materials, Deere, Pepsi. All right. So there's still some big guys out there. And I will give you an update during the show today on how this earnings season has gone. I want to say we've got 65% of the companies are now in the books in this latest earnings season. Is this earnings season been better than expected? Has it been mediocre? Has it been worse than expected? I have a definite opinion on that. Well, we also have a Friday deadline looming for the next government shutdown, okay? Now there's a new wrinkle in the border security. It's all about detention beds at the border. Okay, it seems like stalling tactics to me. That's what it sounds like to me. There's a disagreement now on the number of detention beds to be set up at the border. That's led to a stall in talks about funding levels and physical barriers. At this point, it's not clear when discussions will resume. Lack of a border deal raises the possibility of another government shutdown by week's end. Well, we'll see. I don't think anybody wants another government shutdown, but this seems to be, you know, you get close to a deal and a new wrinkle is thrown in. It smells of delay tactics to me, obstruction tactics. Well, Theresa May, she's going to, she's got 47 days to go until Brexit. The British government has asked lawmakers to give Theresa May more time. That sounds like delay tactics over there, too, to rework her divorce deal with the European Union. That means a vote scheduled for Valentine's Day, which would decide on Britain's Brexit options, could be shelved. May's meeting in Brussels on Thursday made no breakthrough. I think Brussels is hanging tough. I think they're in unity. They're not going to give her nothing. And fears of a no-deal scenario that gridlocks trade are running high. And all Europe continues to really, really head towards recession. And this whole Brexit hang-up is not helping. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. We're going to have Bart Bailey calling in. Give us an update from the middle of America. He's in Minneapolis. He's my new representative there in that neck of the woods. He'll be calling in at, in the middle of the hour here. And I will give you an update on this current earnings season today and where we're at in the market so far in 2019. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's earnings, earnings, earnings. That should be the name of the show, really. Best Stocks Now, good, not bad. I mean, that's pretty much what I try to focus on. But those best stocks now are linked to earnings, earnings, earnings. In real estate, it's location, location, location. In the stock market, it's earnings, earnings, earnings. The more earnings, the better. The more consistent the earnings, the better. And, of course, growth of earnings is paramount. That's a real lesson for those of us who own small businesses. It's your earnings that people want to buy at some point in time. It's growth of earnings that make your business more valuable. Well, we are now 66% through the Q4 earnings. This is 2018. This is wrapping up 2018. We now have 66% of the companies in the books. And we've had a lot of very important big companies report earnings. 71% have beat their earnings estimates. Well, that continues to tell me that companies have gotten pretty good at sandbagging analysts, because that's about the average number over the years. About 70% of companies usually beat their earnings estimates, and we're at 71% this quarter, while 62% have beat their sales estimates, and that's about average also. But here's a number that stands out to me. Just a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, this quarter was supposed to come in 10.9% higher growth in earnings than the same quarter, fourth quarter of 2017. Well, now that 66% of the companies are in the books, we're now at 13.3% growth. That's what's anticipated, 13.3, not the 10.9. That was kind of where expectations bottomed out. That was about a month ago when there was a little bit gloomier outlook on the market. If this quarter has done anything, I would say it's been reassuring that the earnings growth, that recession is not looming out there, and that we continue to grow the economy. Now, there's a big question right now as to how much the economy will grow in 2019. The Fed says there's some uncertainty out there. Of course, you have the trade headwinds and a few other things. But the Fed right now is calling for about 2%. In fact, just under 2% growth for 2019, and yet we hear from people like Larry Kudlow and others who are front row center in the Trump administration as it relates to the economy. They're calling for more in the 3%. Well, let's split the difference and say we're looking for about 2.5%. Well, that's a significant number, right? Because it's not negative. It's not recession. Recession are two straight quarters of negative growth in the U.S. economy, in GDP. And right now, it does not look like that's in the cards anytime soon. Now, when the market was the most optimistic, that was before everything kind of came tumbling down there in the last few months of 2018. This quarter, at one time, was looking to be more like 16% growth. And then everything swung to the downside and said, it's only going to be about 11%. Now we're back to 13% growth. 65 companies in the S&P 500 will report earnings this coming week. And I just went through a few: Harmony Gold, Shopify, TripAdvisor, Twilio, Cisco, Yelp, Activision, Canopy Growth, Hilton, MGM Grand, Coca-Cola, Nestle's, Waste Management, Zoetis, Applied Materials, Deere, Pepsi, etc. And then we will be just about done with this earnings season by the end of this week. From a valuation point of view, the forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 is 15.7. Right. Actually, it's 15.8 right now. Last year at this time, it was 18.4, somewhere in there. So the multiple on the market has contracted quite a bit. That was caused by the Fed. And now that the Fed has taken a patient stance, we're seeing some multiple expansion in the market. The P.E. ratio in the market right now is 17. And that's what I'm using on my forecast for 2019. I'm using a multiple of 17. We are below the long-term average right now, forward P.E. The forward P.E. of 15.8 is below the five-year average, 16.4. It's hard to make an argument that this market is currently overpriced. In fact, I find it to be fairly underpriced right now. Now, 2018, when all is said and done and all four quarters have been added up, 20% growth. Well, Bill, stocks follow earnings. Why wasn't the market up 20% last year? Well, it was at one point in time. In fact, the market was ahead of itself and had built in a lot of those earnings until the Fed started their tightening rhetoric, and that took all of the wind out of the sails of the market, took all of the gains out of the market. We were sitting pretty. On September 30th of last year, after three quarters, we were sitting very pretty. We were on track to have about a 20% year. And then all of a sudden, a lot of bad news, and the Fed's infamous words of "we're not even close to being near normal yet" took all of our gains and then some, and quite a bit, and now they are back on a patient route, and the market is slowly gaining those gains back that we lost towards the end of the year. I think you'll hear a lot about the coming quarters. This quarter that we're currently in, we're looking for the first negative quarter in a long time, but we're up against very difficult comparisons. In fact, for the quarter that we're now in, that will end in about 6 weeks, analysts are now projecting earnings growth of negative 1.7%, but revenue growth of 5.4%. I think it's more important to look at the entire year of 2019. We're not going to get 20% growth this year, that's for sure. But right now, after all the downgrades and all the pessimism kind of coming back into the market, right now the consensus for this year is 5% growth. But market is fairly undervalued here. 5% growth, and let's not forget there's a lot of 25 and 30% growers out there. That's what I'm interested in. They're called best stocks now. When we come back, we're going to check in with Bart Bailey in the center of the country up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've kind of lost our gains here. The NASDAQ is still positive, but the Dow is now down 20 points on a week where I guess we want a little bit more direction on whether or not China and the U.S. Or more, pretty much it's Trump versus Xi. Whether they can come to some kind of agreement. And, of course, fear of another government shutdown this week also kind of hanging over the market a little bit. But that's okay. You can always dig into the market. That's what I like doing. I've dug in just a little bit here. Haven't seen a whole lot of action. But usually there's something of interest or several things of interest that catch my eye during the day. And if something catches my eye and if I actually take action on something, I send out a live push notification. That's one of my services here, my live trading subscription. For all you hardcore do-it-yourselfers, now we'll be in Scottsdale March the 16th at the annual Financial Fest. I'll be arriving Thursday before Financial Fest, leaving Tuesday, and I'll be bringing along with me most of my team. Bart Bailey will be going on his first road trip. Bart, you got your bags packed. You're going to go from a little cooler weather there in St. Paul to beautiful Scottsdale. It's lovely there this time of year, Bart.
Well, I'm definitely excited to hit the road with you guys for the first time and interact with our listeners and subscribers. So should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can tell you I'm going to really need you there. Last time after I finished my speech, our little booth was mobbed. And we weren't even giving out free Snicker bars or anything, It was just like, wow, where did all these people come from? So, yeah, be ready. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm warning you. And hopefully
I'll be excited. I might bring the Snicker bars this year for all of our
Yeah, we may need them. I may not give as good a speech as I We'll try to take in a few ball games while we're there and we'll have some fun. But anyways, listen, did you make it through the negative temperatures up there in Minnesota?
Yeah, it's been pretty rough weather here. We got a lot more snow coming this week. So nothing new for us up here in Minneapolis, but we'll get through it. We got some thick skin.
So you've talked to a lot of people by now. I mean, you've got a pretty good sampling of my audience, I suppose, from different parts of the country. Is there anything that stands out to you in some of the conversations that you've had?
Yeah, everyone seems to like you a lot, so it makes my phone call a little bit easier, and it always gets the conversation off on the right foot. So your radio show, I think, has meant a lot to people. It's helped them with their investing, whether or not they're self-directed investors or they're looking at us to help them with some of their money. But a lot of things I'm helping clients with now are just understanding how much risk they should take in retirement, where we fit within their retirement portfolio, and then helping really clients understand their income needs in retirement. So I think I've been able to add a little value just in the overall planning space. I think once people understand how their portfolio should be allocated, we really dig down and talk to them about how Gunderson Capital could be a fit, whether or not it's for all their money or a portion of their money, depending on their goals and what they're trying to accomplish. But it's been a ton of fun. I think, obviously people are engaged through your radio show, but then taking it to the next level with some planning. I think they've really found value in it, and it's been a lot of fun acquiring some new clients for us, talking with our existing clients. It's been a great process, and we're excited to keep growing here.
Yeah, I'm real excited, man. I had a little bit of a cold there for a couple of weeks, and now, man, I feel like a tiger here again. I got that cold behind. So look out, man. You're going to be getting text messages and tweets and emails, and whoo, we're going full bore ahead here. Have any conversations stood out to you that you can remember?
Yeah, definitely. I think the overarching theme in the beginning of the year when I first started in January was they've had other money managers, or maybe they've been managing it themselves. And they've just really, they've really been confused by why, some of the people that manage their money have road positions down so far without making any decisions or changes or any phone calls. So We try to be as proactive as we can here at Gunderson Capital to reach out to our clients, explain the moves that we're making in the portfolio. And I think that really gives people an understanding of how we're a little different than the other firms out there. We're not a buy and hold firm. Obviously, we have active management. I think with our new portfolios that we have that are still actively managed but stay fully invested have really sparked a lot of clients' interest as well. So the biggest theme I've seen is, you know, if I'm paying for active management, I'd like to see some activity in my account while the market becomes volatile. And I think some of our clients didn't see that, and they're really turning to us to see what we could do, or, you know, how we're a little different than the other people.
You know, I get emails all the time from people that are with one of these big firms, and they feel like, why am I treated like everybody? They seem to have this cookie-cutter portfolio of an asset allocation, and that's all they'll provide. You know, even when someone asks them, says, can't you do something a little bit different for me? And the answer is no, you know, or whether it's their compliance department or whether the actual advisor's hands are tied. I think that's the case in a lot of instances. And I think in a lot of incidents, these advisors and brokers, they don't have time to manage the money too. It's a lot easier to put it into something passive. Now, listen, Bart, I'd have a lot more fishing time, okay, if I got new clients and put them in a 60-40, 70-30, and had an assistant like you. You could just tweak it every quarter for me, you know. I could spend a lot more time on the water chasing redfish and flounders and all this kind of stuff. But my passion, besides fishing, which I do about 1% of my time, 99% of my time I'm involved in the market. And that's just a passion of mine. And, you know, I've always often said I couldn't work for one of these big firms that wants to tie my hands. You know, I want to try to seek the action. What if a fishing guide was told you can only fish in this part of the harbor and you can never leave this part of the harbor, you know? That's kind of what it's like. Well, hey, I've had a good time working with you here so far. We're just getting started, pal. We got a lot further. We haven't even started. You haven't even been on a road trip yet. We've still got Minnesota, Atlanta, Sarasota, Dallas. Dallas, I think, is next after Scottsdale and Sarasota, always Sarasota. And we got to get up to Seattle. You know, it's been a while now that I'm in the southeast and they're in the northwest. It's been a little, but we're going to make it up to Seattle. So anyways, it's nice talking to you. We'll be checking in with you a couple times each week. Now, if you want to reach, now Bart is he's the interim guy in between me, so I can manage money. He's going to answer all the questions as far as he can answer them for you and tell you all about how we manage money here. And then he's going to pass that information up the line to me when you become a client. And then we're going to have everybody, we now have everybody on a quarterly follow-up call, quarterly. You don't have to talk, if you don't need to talk to us, that's fine. But we're going to check in, make sure you're happy. If you have any questions, whatnot, we're building up our manpower here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'm happy to have you. And when do we talk to you next? Wednesday, Bart?
Yeah, well, Wednesday, we can do Wednesday for sure. I was thinking Monday, Friday, so we can squeeze it.
Okay, I can't remember what it is. I'm sure someone's got that schedule
coming up.
All right, well, you get busy.
That's coming up, obviously. We'll try to get on here and try to promote that, but I'm excited to meet some people out in Arizona here soon, and I appreciate you letting me come on today, Bill.
Okay, well, thank you, Bart. Get back on those phones, okay? Okay, that's Bart Bailey from St. Paul, Minneapolis, an area where we have a big following. We have a lot of clients up in that neck of the woods, and I enjoy going there at least once per year, maybe twice per year, and Bart Bailey will take good care of you. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. He can answer, you know, he's trained by Fidelity. He worked for Fidelity for a long time, and he's pretty knowledgeable. He's got a lot of designations after his name, which, you know, could be employed to help you with a lot of questions, a lot of decisions that you got to make, not only about your current retirement planning, But now that you're retired, also that phase of the whole retirement process. So Bart Bailey's there. He covers a lot of ground by phone for me so that I can focus on what I do best, and that is decipher these markets, manage the money, and try to keep the money in the best places possible. We'll talk about a few of those when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, Boeing certainly has been a best stock now. I see today they are getting another upgrade. Maybe the analysts are getting too optimistic on the company. J.P. Morgan raising their target price from $425 to $450. The stock is at $406 right now, which is at or near all-time highs for Boeing. Now, my target price is a five-year target price. I look out, I take their earnings estimates. Next year, they're expected to make $23.15 in earnings. And, of course, Boeing is still a growth stock. It's been growing by 21%, their earnings, over the last 5 years. And going forward, Boeing is expected to continue their growth. And when I take their growth and extrapolate it out over the next 5 years, which seems to make more sense to me than a short-term target price, wow, I get a target almost at $700 per share. Boeing currently is at $406 on Boeing. What a great company. What a great CEO. I get $685. That's my current target price on Boeing. I've got to update that now that the new numbers are in. They're looking for 26% growth in earnings this year, 15% next year. The stock is currently ranked at number 261 in the Best Stocks Now database. But I'm going to update that price target. And when the numbers are crunched today, people ask me, Bill, how often is your database, your Best Stocks Now database, how often is it updated? Well, every day. At the about 2 o'clock, I think. That'd be 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We go out and grab all the new numbers. And then all the formulas that are embedded in the database, then crunch those new numbers, and we get new how much upside potential there is. We get new historical returns every day because every day everything moves ahead. One day, a 10-year return, we got to go back to 10 years ago today. Where was this stock? And, of course, when the market closes today, then we have to go back 10 years ago tomorrow. Where was the stock? It's quite a system. And it brings it down to a very simple, easy-to-understand look. Here's the valuation on the stock 5 years from now. If they continue on the track that they're on, this is where this stock could be 5 years down the road. I can't tell you how important that is to know where a stock is at from a valuation point of view. There's no guarantee that it's going to get to that valuation. But based on the expectations that are currently out there, this is where the stock could be 5 years from now. And then, of course, that's compared with where the stock is today. And that list, including the dividend yield, how much upside potential might exist in the stock at the current time. Now, the second part of this whole equation is the performance of the stock. How well has the stock done versus the market over the last 10 years, for instance? Over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year, with a little bit of emphasis more on the recent performance, and then we get our ranking. All right, so very critical. Boeing continues to get upgrades. Apple, you know, I continue to see China, iPhone shipments down 20%. It used to be that we replaced our iPhones every 12 months. Then it became a 2-year cycle. Then it became a 3-year cycle. Well, Bernstein is now saying that the average upgrade cycle for Apple is now every 4 years. Uh-oh. And that's why you're seeing these results that come out on their iPhone sales, and they're not as robust. The lines are not as long on each new Apple upgrade. Amazon reconsidering its New York headquarters. Well, now they don't want Amazon in New York because of the tax breaks that it took to get them there. Amazon stock has been under a little bit of pressure here recently. It broke out just a week ago. Really nice breakout. Looked like it was on its way back to the 1800 level. And then this whole Bezos scandal came along, which I don't think impacts the stock whatsoever. I still think that Amazon is a formidable company to go up against. And it's not going to end anytime soon. NVIDIA will report earnings on Thursday. It is not a best stock now. Bernstein downgrades NVIDIA on increasing headline risk. You know, NVIDIA had a lot of wind at their back during the Bitcoin currency phase there and the Bitcoin mining. But that wind is gone. One more I'll mention before it's time to sign off here. Chipotle, nice turnaround. I showed a chart in my newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get the newsletter, I put a lot of work into it. GundersonCapital.com. You can see my latest estimates and target price for S&P 500. I also did a little bit on Chipotle. It is breaking out today. Very powerful chart. And I showed the downtrend in Chipotle for several years, and I showed where the bottom was. And then the V recovery and the turnaround that is now taking place at Chipotle. Their most recent quarter, sales were back up 10% and earnings were back up 28%. And the stock is breaking out to new 52-week highs. And look for a big advertising campaign coming from Chipotle. In fact, they've hired Oscar award-winning documentarian Errol Morris to create digital and television ads that showcase the fast casual chain's operations. Maybe time to look at Chipotle again. CMG, a $16.6 billion market cap company. Well, hey, this has been a lot of fun. We've still got the market up, NASDAQ up about 17 right now, Dow down about the same amount, but market looking pretty good underneath the surface from what I've seen so far. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.